Today is Monday, November 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So, I have a haircut tomorrow. And that means I'm going to be out of town all day. So I'm going to try to break this up into two episodes and figure out what to say on the other episode. So I'll start with the weekend. As we know, all of us were sitting around and being very intently focused on the news and on Twitter and on anything else, you know, that we could possibly find any other information that we could possibly find about the election and who won the election. And on Saturday, I slept in, although Mark got up. So he is a real task-oriented person, much more so than me. If there are tasks that need to be done, he wants to get them done, out of the way, boom, 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 all my tasks done. He doesn't stop until the tasks are complete, which is, on the one hand, it's really good for me because a lot of things get done. But on the other hand, it means that I either have to become more like him or I have to feel guilty that he's doing all the work, because he's not going to wait. If I don't want to do something, he's not going to wait. He's going to do it, even if that means he does every single thing that needs to be done. So, for instance, when we moved, and we had all the boxes, all those boxes there to him, they were like tasks that needed to be done. So normally I would be, oh, it was so hectic moving. I'm so tired. I'm just going to take a day and I'm going to lay on the couch with all the boxes around me. And I'm not going to touch anything. And I'm not going to, I'll work on it tomorrow. Also, I'm a procrastinator. So, but with him, he is not at all. And so when we moved, he immediately began unpacking. And I had to help because I couldn't just lay there and like watch him unpack. And so sometimes it causes stress because I would really like to be able to relax and then do things on my own timeline. But I'm not going to do that because if I try to do it on my own timeline, he's going to finish the whole thing. And then I'm going to feel bad because he did the whole thing. So I get in there and I do it, even if a little bit begrudgingly, because I'm thinking, well, I don't want him to have done all the work, basically. I want to be a good guy and do my share of the work. So he's assigned himself a task to clean the floors every other week. Not every week, but every other week. And so on Saturday, he got up at, I don't know, 7:30, I want to say. And Sydney sleeps with us. That's our dog. Our dog sleeps with us. And when he gets up, it makes her start moving around, or she wakes up and she starts moving around. And I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know that he was cleaning the floors. He didn't tell me. And I was wondering, well, why didn't he just take her with him? Because he left her in the bed and she's restless. She's like up and roaming around and she'd lay down for a second and then she'd get up and she'd go kind of look at the door like she wanted to know what was going on out there, what Daddy Two was doing. And this kept happening for probably an hour. And then I finally got up because I thought maybe she needed to go to the bathroom. So I got up, put on my jeans and tennis shoes because I sleep without bottoms, so I couldn't go outside. And I took her out to pee and I saw that he was cleaning the floors. And so I was thinking, okay, that's why he left her in the bed. Well, he says, are you getting up now? And I said, well, I wasn't planning on getting up now. He said, that's fine. Can you keep her in the bedroom with you? And so I said, sure. Came back in, got back in the bed, but I couldn't go back to sleep. Normally I can, but I was thinking about him doing all that work and the fact that I was sleeping while he was doing chores. And so finally, I went ahead and just got up, but I needed to stay in there. And so, well, actually, I didn't get up. I started watching West Wing on my phone because I needed to keep Sydney in the bedroom while he finished doing the floors. He needed to mop and that sort of stuff. And so I needed to keep her in there. So after he finished the floors and was done and I could let Sydney go into the other part of the house, I took my shower. And as I was getting out of the shower, we had ABC News on. It was around 10:15, 10:30, something like that in the morning. I don't know the exact time. But they announced that Joe Biden is the winner, the president-elect of the United States. He's projected to be the winner. And I was happy. I was like, and Mark actually said, woo! He started yelling and hollering and stuff like that. And we were happy. And so we watched that for about an hour. We ate lunch. I don't even remember what we ate, but we ate something for lunch and we watched that. And then we basically just watched TV on Saturday, other than doing a couple of little chores around the house. We really didn't do anything. And my mom had hinted that she really wanted to see us on Friday. But as I mentioned to you guys, she had also said, that's the wrong song. She had also said that she hadn't been feeling well on Wednesday. And I didn't know whether she had COVID or whatever she might have. And so I didn't want to go over there, but I was avoiding responding to her because I didn't know what to say. And I didn't want to get into this huge discussion. I also didn't want to go over there because I'm sure they voted for Trump. And I know they're going to have Fox News on watching. And it just makes me uncomfortable. It just makes me uncomfortable. Even if they didn't say anything, I know they would have Fox News running, watching the election results. And probably they would say something like, oh, they're fraudulent votes or something like that. And so I didn't want to do that. So I finally texted her and just said, hey, we miss you too, because I think she said, we miss you. I said, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to come over this weekend, but I'll see you as soon as possible. I'll try to swing by and see you next week, because I want to give at least 7 or 8 days of her not having symptoms, just to make sure, because I'm sure she didn't go get tested. I'm sure she didn't. And she was saying that she felt better already, so maybe it wasn't COVID. I don't know, but I just want to be safe. I'd rather be safe than sorry. And I didn't even tell her. I just said, we're not going to be able to make it. So then after that, we did decide we were going to go and look at fall foliage. So we did a little bit of Googling and found a site that listed some road trips or some drives within Arkansas where you could see really good fall foliage. And we found one that was close to where we live. Well, when I say close, we had to drive an hour before we even got to the beginning of this road, of this loop or this road trip. But we didn't have anything planned that we really wanted to do, and we wanted to get out of the house. And so we got in the car and we stopped and got a snack on the way and had a little snack, and we took drinks with us and everything, and we took our cameras, and it was fun. I would say we live in a very beautiful area. We live in a very beautiful area. The Ozark Mountains are in this area, and lots of hills and small mountains and trees and water, creeks and rivers and all of that kind of stuff. So it was really pretty. But I would say that a lot of the leaves have already started falling, so it would have been better if we had done this a couple of weeks ago in October instead of doing it now. I think we would have had a lot more yellow and orange and red leaves to see, a lot more full, because what we saw is a mixture of brown and some that had already fallen off. And then there was yellow and orange and red, but not as much. So that took us, it took us an hour to get to the beginning of the loop. We drove around on this path for about an hour and a half, probably. And then it took us another hour to get back home. So we were out for 4 or 5 hours. And we got back, and I can't remember. We ordered food or we picked up food. I can't remember what we did, but we got food and we watched something on TV. I don't even remember what it was, but we watched something on TV, and that was our Saturday. But that was, it was fun. We had a lot of fun. I have a couple of pictures. I don't think I have a lot. The thing about this scenic drive that we did, there aren't any stopping places. When you go to a national park or something like that, they have these scenic overlooks and things of that nature. This was just kind of a highway within Arkansas that happens to have a lot of hills and pretty trees, but it's not really a tourist attraction, so there aren't built-in overlooks and stuff like that. So we couldn't really stop. We didn't really have places to stop. So we were trying to take photos from inside the car. I haven't looked yet. I don't even know if I got any good ones, but I think I may have gotten one or two. But it's a lot more difficult when you're driving and you're trying to shoot through the windshield. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.